Hi, my name is Hertha de Bracy. I was born in Randers, Denmark, June 30th, 1928. I lived there till I was 10 years old, and my family moved to Copenhagen, Denmark, because of the better school systems. I lived there during World War II. We were occupied by the Germans. I was 12 on the day of the invasion, and they were with us for over 5 years. We had a tough time during those years with the Germans killing the Danish people and every Jewish person that they could find in Denmark. We ourselves, my family, had Jewish people living on the third floor of our house because my father was with the underground fighting, and we had to keep these people until they could get on boats over to Sweden, which they in turn would send them to England, and some were kept there. I met my husband in Copenhagen. He was stationed at the dispensary, and I was still in college. So he left and I had to stay. I stayed until it was the end of March, and I graduated at that time. I put all my hours I could into schooling. I then left Bremerhaven, Germany, and came to America on April 4th, 1947. I went to Ellis Island, but I was processed immediately and spent only a few hours there. So I guess my name is still on the plate, though. And I from there went out to El Paso, Texas, where my husband was stationed at Beaumont General Hospital. The drastic change in climate, I was so ill because of the heat and the humidity. I was hospitalized. They found there was not one thing wrong with me. It was just I couldn't tolerate that climate coming from a cold country. My husband was then transferred to the Naval Hospital in St. Albans, New York, and we lived there for 2 years. Then we went to Valley Forge General Hospital, and I lived in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. From there, in 1952, we went back to Europe. My husband got stationed in Germany and in France, and we lived in both places. And I arrived back just in time on April 4th, 1955, so that I could keep my citizenship. I love America with all my heart, and of course, I love Denmark with all my heart.
Now, did you find any difficulty or differences in finding a job from a language barrier or anything like that?
No, not at all. I spoke 7 languages when I arrived here, and I still do read and write them. And I speak with people in Europe all the time, and I do go home to Denmark and to Germany to visit friends almost every year. I never had any difficulties in finding a job. If I were to have become a language teacher here, I would have had to go back to school. This is always required when you have had any kind of degree from another country. I then went into the dental field, and I worked at that from 1955 until I was 70, and I then retired because my husband was in ill health. And he passed away shortly thereafter, and I'm just not one who can sit around. I have become very Americanized. I've got to keep busy all the time, not laid back like most Danish people are. And I then went to work for my son, who owns a company, and I still work for him. I also own a small company myself called Dane Imports that keeps me a little busy, and I love my housework. I love to cook, love to clean. So I'm always a busy person, and I don't plan to retire until I can no longer stand up.
Thank you.